Every now and again, when I sit here, I still get really nervous. And this is one of those times, so. So this morning I was wondering what to talk about in this session, seeing what came up, and I was sitting outside with a cuppa this morning, and I decided, and I can only say this to you guys here because everyone else would think I'm crazy. I decided to ask the trees and the birds what to talk about. I don't know if you've ever had a good conversation with a tree, but you know, pretty talkative. It's so cool that you just look, yeah, that's okay, that's normal. Everyone else looks, you know. I told my sister that once, and she gave me this very strange look. So the bird said that I should talk about joy because it just seemed to be the right thing. And then I went inside after that, and we found Claire found a little baby bird just sitting outside, flew into our window, closed window, sitting outside on the decking. So that seemed to be you know, in case, I mean, it's fine, it's gone, it's flown away. I hope the cat didn't get it, but anyway. Seem to be another sign, so we'll go with that. And it kind of ties into what Alan and I were talking about yesterday during the satsang, the what is the point of all this? I'm paraphrasing. What is the reason for all of this? Awakening, what is awakening? What is life? You know, those little easy questions that we answer. So I wanted to try to tell you what it is for me, what it is for, what it's become for me, what it's being awakening life, the reason behind all of this, whatever, you know. And maybe that will help us segue into joy. That's my new favorite word, segue. So I'm going to say it a lot. Because it's important, and it actually, joy is such an uncommon thing for a human being to experience. Momentary happiness, yes. It's also got to come with the sadness, the other side of that happiness and the pain. But moving into joy, it has no opposite, just like peace doesn't and love doesn't. And really, they're just words for the same thing, aren't they? Peace, love, and joy. The natural state of a human being when they're beyond and above and underneath the mind. In an effortless way. Now, that may sound unattainable in this lifetime or many lifetimes, you know, if you listen to your mind. But I want to tell you about a little trick that I discovered. I didn't really discover it all myself, I can't claim that. But it is the most powerful spiritual practice I have ever done. And if it grabs a hold of you, you can forget everything else, every other practice, meditation, everything. It's all of those in one. And we'll do some of it in the guided meditation if we can keep it together today. And it's really attainable for everyone. I have to say that because everybody's mind here will be saying, not for me though, not for me. No, I can't do this, or it's going to take me a long time. And I just want to just collectively throw that idea out right now. You couldn't be in this room with me here if you weren't, at least on some level, in this virtual room as well, of course. At least on some level of your being already having the same power, conviction, and willingness to honor truth. And the same courage to overcome any obstacle. It could not be. If you'd rather stay closed, or you didn't have the power, or you weren't ready, you would not be here. It's kind of clever how it works like that. And that is true whether your mind agrees. I don't really care if your mind agrees, it never will. So, so So what I'm about to say is probably the simplest way I can explain awakening. And you can do it with anything and anyone. It works every single time. And the more you do it, the better it feels. And the deeper you go. And you move into a place of curiosity was the word we used yesterday. Joy is the word we've used a lot. Peace, openness, childlike innocence, fun, humor, compassion, wisdom. Basically into the deepest dimension of your being, from which all the surface stuff comes anyway, of mind, etc. Is there a way to directly bypass your mind right now and stay bypassed? And when I say bypass, I don't mean ignore. I don't mean ignore your mind. I mean to go beyond it right now in this moment. And yes, there is. And it's such the simplest thing that I overlooked it for so long. And it is open curiosity. So let me give you an example before we go further into it. If we have this beautiful space out the side here, and when you first got here, your mind probably said, wow, so beautiful here, so peaceful, so quiet, so calm. And for you joining online, there must be some place of great beauty that you love to go to. And just thinking about it now, do you feel the same about it now? Are you still as awed and as wowed by it as you were when you first got here or first went to that place? Or have we already begun to take it for granted, to not really notice it? And to the extent that we're not really noticing what is, then we're going to start to feel miserable and small and diminished and unworthy and all of those things. Did you know you can look at any single object at all with an intense curiosity and get different understandings each and every time about what that thing actually is? Do you know you could pick one object, you could pick up a fork, F-O-R-K, just in case, or a knife, you know, spoon, random cutlery, and you could ask, what is this spoon? And you could do that every day, every minute of every day. And within a couple of minutes, you'd be in such intense bliss because you have no idea what the spoon is to even ask that question. The mind has ideas. It's a spoon. It's metal. I use it for breakfast. And look, I didn't wash it properly or whatever, you know, whatever mind does with a spoon. And then substitute your husband or your child or something, and mind has lots of ideas. And we so fixate on what mind says about anything out of sheer habit, force of habit. But you can build a new habit to be intensely, terminally curious. I mean, terminally as in till this body expires, not like it's going to kill me. It'll kill your ability to suffer. And every single atom, subatomic particle that exists is a gateway to infinite freedom, if you know this way of being. And it's been called many things, beginner's mind, all kinds of stuff, where you just don't know anything at all about anything. And for me, this awakening thing, whatever it is, has been about forgetting everything I know about everything. Some places I really, really wanted to hold on to stuff, like, you know, the idea that I wasn't good enough or something like that. Your life just kept gently or forcefully slapping me to let go of it. I'm sure you've had that yourself. So self-inquiry, we're looking at what really am I, but we could do that with a brick, with a spoon, with a bird, with a tree, with a planet, with a neutron or a proton or a star. And if you become curious, very much like a child, but a child will be interested in something for a while and then it will move on to something else, something else, something else, because it wants that buzz, the child of not knowing. But you could pick anything, and I mean anything at all, a biro pen, you know, something completely mundane. I did it one day with a tissue box. And I recognized that every time I pull a tissue out of the box, it looks like a different sculpture. And it will never, ever look the same. Infinite tissues. I was, oh my God. There's this beautiful sculpture. And then I went to the rubbish bin because I just had to go in the kitchen and put something in the bin. And there was this beautiful sculpture of rubbish. It will never be the same again. And I'd overlooked it every time, every single time. And I went outside of my house the same. The next thing I did is went out the back, because I always love to sit out the back on my cup of tea in the morning and have my little routines. And I realized that the leaves were blowing in the trees. It sounds all poetic, but it wasn't. It was just kind of like stunningly obvious that I'd never seen. And the birds were sitting in different branches, and there were petals growing on this flower, not that one, and there were lots of weeds growing too. We'll bypass that. And it would never look the same again. Even the things like the dewdrops on the blades of grass would never be in the same place again in the exact same way. And I've been missing it. My entire existence, I've been missing it. And to mind, this is just so dull. Why would you want to stare at a rubbish bin? I mean, it just labels it as useless stuff, stuff I no longer need. And I have like a kid in a candy store. Oh my God, I've been missing all of this. And I'm trying to ignite this passion for this curiosity. Like, if you just get this one thing, then, you know, infinite peace, love, and joy is assured. And it is a kind of meditation, isn't it? I would rather experience this thing directly than think about it. And at all times, there is this amazing cosmic thing going on just for you. Just for you. And for me, but you know what I mean. So it's all. And we're missing it. We're all just kind of going around like this. And we look at something, we go, tree. That's a tree. I know what that is. And the more times we've been to a certain place, the less we pay attention. What if we reverse that? What if every time we came together in this room, we felt like it was the first time we'd sat together? Wouldn't that be different? What if we admit just right now that we don't know anything about each other? And we never could, really, on some level. Can you feel it? Can you feel something comes alive when you start to look at life like this? There's an infinite joy. Mine says, I've got to fix my issues before I can do this as a way of being. You know, I can't just be curious and expect all my problems to go away. But you can. You know, all your problems are there because we've only focused on the level of thought. Therefore, we keep experiencing thought. But there is an infinite cavern of goodies underneath the thoughts. Goodies. Wonders? Something like that. Put your own word in there because I can't think of them. And I realized all my life I've been like that pond skater guy. Have you seen them? They just kind of skate along the top of. And there's this ocean of joy underneath. I mean, like a tsunami. And the hardest problem I have now is to try and keep it all together and be sensible. It's really a challenge sometimes, in a good way. And if I need to, I can come back and focus on thoughts so that it looks like to everyone else that I'm miserable, you know. Because some people get freaked out by joy, you know this. Mm-hmm. Or love, you know, when you kind of stare at them, they go really uncomfortable. And this is something we innately had as children, but not conscious as to why we felt joy. And it's been kind of hypnotized out of us by only focusing on the thoughts and then the emotions that come from those thoughts. Underneath that is the kingdom of heaven, literally, like everything you could ever want to feel. If you imagine how good it's possible for you to feel in this moment, and then multiply it by like a million, that's what's there. And still for me, every day it gets deeper, richer, more beautiful, more amazing. And somehow my body copes with the amount of joy so that I'm not a blubbering idiot the whole time, just most of the time, no, I'm joking. So that I can just pretend to be a separate being when I need to be for as long as I need to. And you have that capacity too. It's not anything special I've done. And I could have told you this on day one, but would you have been able to hear it? Like, I'm telling you this simple, you know, just be a complete idiot. And not like an idiot, but as in, I don't know anything. That wasn't the best choice of words. It's a good job I know I'm not choosing my words. And there's a whole way to experience your life that could begin this very second. And I hope you're getting a taste of it now. Nothing is what you think it is, most especially yourself, most especially your mind and body, most especially those people in your life that you're worrying about. And I'm not saying don't worry. I'm saying find out what they really are and then watch what happens to them. You have in your hands the gift to change everyone's life by having intense joy yourself. I'm saying this again, I said it the other day because it's important. Mind will constantly say you have to fix these problems before you can do what I'm talking about here. But has that worked? Anyone at all put their hand up who that's worked for? No. Has anyone ever managed to fix all of their issues? You do, right? And then mine's going, yeah, this one, we'll write these ones here. And then even if you manage that, it starts to worry about someone else or something that might happen or something that did happen years ago. And that's, you know, that's okay. It's just that it is a very shallow way to experience life. If you look long enough at a single raindrop or a blade of grass or a speck of dust or a pea, a vegetable, or anything at all, I mean anything. Yes, we might find it easier to look at something in nature initially, but that's only as quick as you're curious about it. You don't analyze a sunset, do you? You don't look at the sunset and go, this is less purple than the last one and more orange. You're just like, wow, wow. Or the enormous power of the thunderstorm we had the other night. You're not thinking about it. You're just kind of, well, I used to get freaked out by them, but now I'm just like, it's all I can do to not go and stand in the middle of it, you know. And this is what Christ meant when he said, you have to have the eyes to see. This is what he meant. It took me a while to figure this out. And when you start to be curious, you'll notice the many opinions of your mind about something, whatever it is you're curious, what it actually is, whatever you look at, your mind will give you many opinions and thoughts about it. And usually, 99% of the time, we stop at some point and listen to those. And that's as far as our curiosity goes. But for me, suddenly there was this urgency when I realized I've never experienced this person. I've actually only ever experienced my thoughts about this person. Like, we could have been together our whole lives and I still don't know you because I've only ever experienced my thoughts. I looked at my sister and I thought, my God, I don't even know who my sister is. Yet I feel like I've had a whole history with her and my children and my parents, and not once ever, because I didn't know how, had I ever actually just been with this being. And my whole life became a question mark. Like, what is this? What is this? What is it? From a curious place. Because it's whatever answer is revealed on a phenomenal level, thoughts and emotions and experiences and blissful states and transcendental moments and whatever you experience, the deeper you go into this, the very next moment there is more. I mean, I hope I'm getting across to you just what is waiting for you. And maybe you've tasted it, some of it at retreat. And it's as simple as wondering what something or someone is and reminding yourself to stay curious. Every time you begin to feel anything less than wonderful, it's because you have an idea about what that thing or that someone is. That's all. And at any point, as soon as you recognize, you can drop that idea. There's a familiarity, isn't there? I know what this person is. I know what to expect from this moment. I know what they like and don't like. And, you know, based on what we've experienced before together in the past, and I can project into the future. But when I really started to get the fact that I was missing out big time, that I was kind of sitting at this all-you-can-eat buffet and not taking a single bite, even though I was starving, it became the most urgent thing in my entire life. Urgent. Only as in, I really want to remember to be curious. I don't want to make it hard work. I just want a gentle reminder, you know? And really remembering became important, that there is no good reason not to be curious. There is no problem that cannot be solved this way. The problem will disappear because it's only a manifestation of our thoughts collectively. And that when you're in that open, curious, I don't know what anything is-ness, bit of a mouthful, everyone else around you is drawn into it. Like, they can't help it. They begin to enjoy themselves. They begin to feel better. And accidentally, they slide into a place where they can't believe their thoughts either. Usually, it's only temporary while they're around you for a short time, but it gave them a taste of joy. Real joy, freedom. And mine says, it's not that easy. You know, this place is in my life where I can't really let go of my thoughts. Start where it is easy then. Build up your confidence. Begin to experience joy. even if it's sporadic at first. Get excited, feel awed. All of this cosmic show is for you. It's just for you. And there is a beautiful dance going on every single moment. And you want to leave this body realizing, you know, would your last thought be, damn it, you know, run out of time. Have to do it again now. Once more with feeling from the top. You know, and go through all that adolescence and puberty and all that nonsense again, just to get back to this point where you're able to ask this question. And for most of us going through all that, we're like round peg in a square hole, you know, oddballs, didn't fit into normal life consciousness, everybody's idea of normal life at least. And don't for a second think it isn't happening already. I'm only talking about what's happening already, crystallizing it inside and perhaps helping to make us more conscious of what the actual thing is that's going on. Less and less do I, the infinite being, want to experience life, myself, others through the lens of thought. A watered down, diluted version of life. I want the pure stuff, you know? I want the full version of life. I want the upgrade. I want everything in Technicolor. I want to have a beautiful conversation with the garden spade. I want to feel the way I feel in my best moments all the time. And I want to be continuously experiencing a new level of joy. And I want it to just ooze out of me. I can't help but affect everyone else around me and show them, even not through my words, that there is something possible that's different to experience than what people think life is. This to me is awakening. Awakening to what's really here, to what this really is. And I still don't know. I can't tell you what this is. It makes me cry with happiness when I think about the fact I can't tell you. It's a mystery. It's beautiful. It's ever-changing in the manifestation. It is infinite. All these shapes just keep moving in front of me, and I'm having the best time of my life. It's like this movie that just gets better every single scene. It started off as an epic horror and tragedy, you know, and now it's kind of, it turns into this love scene that just kind of goes on forever. Is there a ceiling on joy? Is there a maximum on love? I haven't found it yet. I'm doing my hardest, though, to, you know, do my best. And every time I think, wow, this body is just going to explode this morning because I can't take any more joy, somehow it takes more. I think tomorrow we won't need to drive home. We'll just kind of float or something. So I want to emphasize, I want you to leave this retreat with the idea that this is utterly simple. Am I curious in this moment or am I believing a thought? That's the only thing that's ever going on, ever. If I'm believing a thought, my body will tell me, my emotions will tell me. And I don't even need to know what it is. I can just go, right, what really is this moment, or what really is this being that I seem to be having thoughts about, or what really is money or time or energy or awakening or fill in the blank. And you could ask what a spoon is and get deep, profound insights about what you are, because the spoon is you. A bit Matrix moment, you know, there is no spoon. There is only you. So I want you to be excited. I want you to wake up passionate about life again. I want you to be one of those annoying morning people like I am, you know, like, yay, another day. You know, like we were as kids, and we lost that somewhere along the way under this heavy burden of thoughts that we had to believe. But what if there is something totally different going on, also known as reality? If it's what reality is anyway, it might behoove us to notice it. And then, you know, you'll be having so much fun, you won't even notice when you leave your body. Serious. Like, oh, when did that happen? Put it down somewhere, can't find it now. Like your car keys, you know, when you really need to go out somewhere. That might seem unbelievable and incredible that you could be having so much fun and didn't even notice if your body was there anymore. But it's possible. And you're on that track now. You wouldn't be hearing these words if you weren't already heading in this direction. I'm just saying a few things that will speed it up. That's all. So start with the easy things. You know, start with the people you like and get on with. Inquire as to what they really are, just silently in your head when you're with that person or when you're sitting alone. Start with the beautiful sunsets, you know, with your favorite cup of tea. Don't start with your mother-in-law or your debt or something like that, you know. Well, if you're really hardcore, have at it, you know. If you're really zen, then let's, you know. And what is death? You know, let's start with the bottom line. What is suffering? Ease yourself into it and get addicted to the joy and the feeling of being open. Allow yourself to get addicted to that. It is just a habit to believe your thoughts, and it can be replaced with a new habit. A new habit. Wouldn't it be amazing to be the place where joy comes into the world and radiates out, instead of the place where joy is sought and chased after? And it really, 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 really is this simple. And I'm saying really, really because there are an endless list of things, reasons why mine says it's not that easy. This person I love is dying. Find out what they are and see how you feel. And see if their leaving their body could be a glorious celebration you could both go through together. Your openness and your presence will offset their physical pain and their emotional pain, and remove any fear that they have about dying. I'm taking the most extreme case. Any problem at all, anything at all, everything we've discussed this whole time we're here, it is really about this. And sometimes I may appear to be sensible and serious, but I'm really not inside. Every time you're talking to me, I've got no idea who you are. Which really doesn't help me remember names, you know, but I'm all right with that now. It's a small trade-off for joy. I can never remember people's names anyway, even as a seemingly separate being, so it's okay. So here, I'm here with you now, and I have no history with you at all. We met last year, but I don't remember any of it. It's not because it wasn't good, I just have to say. But you get what I'm saying. I don't care about the next moment, what's going to happen the next moment. I certainly don't care about experiences we've had in the past. I'm really curious, interested in now. What's it like to be with you now? What's it like now? Like, what is it like to share this space now, all of this together? So it became a very simple thing for me, awakening. It became, what can I forget and become curious again? That was the only thing that's going on. And, you know, it's still going on for me. Something showed up for me just 10 minutes before we started this talk. Oh, that's where I had some ideas still. Okay, I'll forget those then. So it's not like I'm finished now. It's just there's an infinite deepening and an inability to suffer. The very moment you start this, you won't be able to suffer. And then it becomes a choice whether I suffer or not. Any moment my body reminds me lovingly that I'm believing thoughts again, I can just stop. And the greater my desire to stop suffering and to embrace joy, the more spiritual powers and beings will come to help you with that. Did you know there's a whole host of beings around you at all times that just want to help? I just want to love you. I just want to give you a little nudge when you're about to go into your mind and say, hey, let's not do that. Let's go this way instead. There are times we might feel small and alone, but we never are. Our whole silent sitting thing that we do here is really a curiosity into what this moment's going to be, isn't it? And the reason silent sittings can be so tedious and hard at first is because we really don't want to be curious. But maybe you felt something breaking down over the whole period of silent sittings, that less and less inclination to manage anything based on where I think it should go and what I think it should be. If you embrace this, you live the exact same life I do. Like 47-year-old woman, really like a 3-year-old inside. Yay, life, woo. And sometimes that outer joy is toned down a little bit when it's appropriate, when somebody's really sobbing or going through something. But it's still there inside. That's my happy dance, by the way. So one final thing before we finish this session that I would ask you to remember, and that is to keep reminding yourself, it is this easy. I wasn't looking at you for any reason then, it just... Don't rob yourself of the opportunity for joy by believing you can't just do this right now and for the rest of eternity. Don't let mind steal this from you. Remember how you feel in this moment. You've got no idea about anything in this moment, except maybe time's almost up and you need a pee and, you know, can you get to the cuppa first before everyone else gets there? You know, that kind of thing. Or is that just me? Sometimes I can't tell whether these are my thoughts or anybody else's, and it doesn't really matter, does it? Okay. That seems a good place to leave it before we dissolve into giggles. Okay. Lovely.